You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. One emerging storyline from the new administration is that the FCC has a lot more influence than you might have expected, like over TV stations, old school ones, not cable or Hulu. And companies that own lots of TV stations have been blocked from merging or buying more. That's because the FCC limits how much of the audience any one company can control. But next month, that might all change. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
UHF. It was an 80s movie with Weird Al Yankovic, where a scrappy TV station gets big ratings through borderline abusive kids programming.
You get to drink from the fire hose!
Back then, UHF signals like Channel 13 or 24 didn't go as far as your Channel 2 or 6. So when the FCC asked whether a company controlled too much of the TV market, UHF stations didn't count for as much. But then digital TV made all stations equal, so the FCC counted them the same. That limited growth for big TV groups. But next month, the FCC could vote to go back to giving companies what's called the UHF discount. Blair Levin was once with the FCC. Now he's a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
If they're allowed to get bigger on a national basis, they will have increased leverage with both suppliers and distributors.
They could bargain for better prices on programming. Would bigger TV station conglomerates mean less local focus? Justin Nielsen with S&P Global Market Intelligence says maybe not.
You're actually seeing more capital being spent on local news and programming because these station groups are able to do that.
But Aram Sinreich at American University says more consolidation means less diversity.
Is it just Coke versus Pepsi, or do you want to have all kinds of funky, wonderful, different flavors that you've never tried before? Right? It's going to amount to the same thing on television.
Yeah, flip from channel to channel, but since they have the same owner, you're drinking from the same fire hose. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.